Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everybody. You have come to celebrate Easter, so sit well. You are not going to go out very soon. How does it feel to keep long here? That's not what you prepared for. So we'll see what the Spirit will let us do. In my country, you would have expected 2 hours from me. But it is not going to take you half that time, don't worry. One day, there was a man who asked his friend, "You go to church every day, what do you gain?" Then his friend said, "Nothing. But I can tell you what I lose every day. I lose my doubt. I lose the fear of death. I lose frustration. I lose depression. That is what I lose." What have you lost? Becoming a Christian, what have you lost? If becoming a Christian means losing the fear of death and doubt and frustration, then you have lost nothing. You are really growing closer to God. Today, we come to celebrate one of the greatest aspects of our faith. Christ has conquered sin and death. He has risen from the dead in order to give us the hope of salvation. He is not there in the tomb. And this was what the angel told Mary of Magdala. So when she went back to Peter and John, said, "Look, they have taken him away from the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." They did not understand anything at the time. For 40 days, we have been preparing for this time, this big surprise of surprises. We tried to modify ourselves so that we would conform our will to the will of God. And in Holy Week, we reflected on the life of Jesus as one who was ready to die for the sins of others. Then Holy Thursday, wonder of wonders, the one who could raise people from the dead was betrayed and was arrested. Good Friday, together with him, we walked literally to Calvary, trying to understand what that would mean for our lives. God becoming a human being, God being arrested by human beings, God is going to be crucified by human beings. So I will tell you another little story. Don't get worried. It wouldn't take your time away. A catechist was teaching his children, and one day he asked, "What do you think? If Jesus returns to the world this time, what would happen?" Then a little boy put up his hand and said, "They will kill him and kill him again." The catechist surely was not happy and intended to fail that little boy. Fortunately, the bishop came. And then the catechist reported, said, "Look, he has told you what human beings will do and what they are capable of doing. If he comes, they will kill him and kill him again. And that's the reality of life. We do not want challenges in our lives. But until we are challenged, our faith will not grow. Until we are challenged, we cannot put up the best in our lives." So today, Jesus has come to tell us. I have died, but I have risen. Give you the hope of salvation. Do not allow the stone that rolled away from the tomb so that I can come out to roll onto your faith. All the doubts must dry up at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so I will read something which I also took from the Catholic Catechism. It is not from me. So when I finish reading it, I will let you know where to find it. So, Jesus' crucifixion and death on the cross, a death that is meant to give us new life, new beginnings, and a fresh heart, leads us to salvation. Now I will quote word for word. That the Paschal mystery, that reflects the Paschal mystery with the belief that Jesus, his saving act, will transform our faith, our self-knowledge, and give us a deeper understanding of what our life is meant for. This helps us to have a clearer grasp of our faith as Catholics and as Christians. In all this, we come to understand by his death, Christ liberates us from sin, and that by his resurrection, he opens for us the way to new life. This new life is above all justification that reinstates us in God's grace, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Catholic Catechism, number 654. So if you go, you can look at it. I didn't take everything, so you will get more than what I have told you. This new life means forgiveness, to forgive and be ready to receive forgiveness from others. That is why Jesus died. So this new life means forgiveness. To forgive unconditionally, and to be ready to receive forgiveness from those who have wronged us. It is this message that Peter addressed to Cornelius and his household in the first reading. He said, Jesus died and was raised on the third day, so that all who believe will have their sins forgiven through his name. Do you believe? If you believe, you will have your sins forgiven through his name. To believe in Jesus' death and resurrection, we must die to our doubts and give way to the grace of God that works in us by means of the Holy Spirit. That is, we must clear out from our hearts and minds the old yeast of malice and wickedness and learn to understand our faith and be convinced of our life in Christ. And so allow the Spirit of God to guide and lead us on the way of peace. Dear friends, Christ's death and resurrection make everlasting life possible for all people and bring us into full and eternal union with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. His death has lifted up a big stone from the threshold of our faith, so we should not roll that stone back onto our faith. We owe the debt. We couldn't pay. He paid the debt he did not owe to reunite us with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. What should we also do to appreciate his self-sacrifice for us? What we can do is to forgive one another and to receive forgiveness from one another, to reconcile with one another and reconcile with God, and live at peace with one another. From time to time, when we come to church, we carry along our troubles. Today, if we have brought them, we should leave them at the foot of the altar and go back home. We say, come as you are, with all the dirt of sin, but do not go home as you came in. Leave everything here. If somebody has hurt you, don't say after Mass, I will go and meet the person. Leave it here. I tell people that is a prayer and the action of a weak person. But it's only when we are weak for Christ that we become strong for the world. If we cannot forgive, if we cannot make peace, let us forget it. We cannot have salvation and we cannot be strong. When people hurt us and we bring everything to Christ, then we'll find meaning in life. All the depressions, all the doubts, all the malice is gone, so that we will work for life instead of destroying life. You can see it around us. People who cannot forgive are ready to destroy. And you can think of the Middle East. People thinking that they are doing the will of God and they are killing other people. You kill them, who do you want to live with? Christ died that everything, not only human beings, everything must have new meaning, new life. That is why during the time that he stayed after his resurrection with his disciples, he told them, go into the world and proclaim the good news to all creation. He didn't say to only human beings, to all creation. So, we are the messengers today. We should go out and proclaim the good news of forgiveness and peace, human relations, so that we can help build up the kingdom of God, where we can all live, enjoy one another's friendship, and go hand in hand to God the Father. This is the reason for which Jesus died. Let us appreciate him by turning over a new leaf.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.